computer-like spam, and cookies, and peanut butter, and duct tape, and high-grade plastics, and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Yeah, buddy!
If you find yourself bumping against the wall, then we maybe, possibly, in the hour and 45 minutes that we occupy the meat space here in the radio station, might be able to help you. You're using a lot of tech terms, huh?
Yeah, just remember, the hardware is the part you can kick.
Wow. Hey, come on, you're giving away the good stuff. Hey, by the way, our television show, we're learning more as time goes on. We've got 8 shows recorded. I guess we're on the 4th one. The replay of that of episode 4 will be tonight at 4 o'clock.
In case you miss it on Tuesday.
If you're a tech TV fan, Brandon and I are going to fly up. If you know about Chris Perillo, he's one of our buddies. He does the show Call for Help on tech TV. He's going to be doing an 18-hour help-a-thon. Marathon on Tech TV. That's channel 326 on digital cable, and I'm not sure what it is on direct TV.
But it's called Tech TV. It's broadcast nationwide, of course. And
we're going to fly up there on the day after Christmas to try to give him a hand. So
yeah.
you might get to see us on Tech TV.
The premise of his 18 hours is you got all this stuff for the holidays, and now how do I make it all work? Or how do I set it up on this? Or how do I transfer that to there? Or whatever it is that happened because of the holidays and you received, then...
Actually, he's such a coffee nut, I think he wants to test all of the latest brands of coffee to see how well they work into an 18-hour on-air stint.
And he needs help, so... Well, he probably doesn't need help, but we're going to go help him either way.
Well, just help saying things, because I'm sure his mouth is going to get tired,
and
even his.
If you're a long-time listener to the show, down there we'll be meeting up with Mark Thompson, Analog X, and he'll be on the show there, too. Not with us, probably, but separately.
Well,
and
we don't even know for sure we're going to be on. We're just going up there to see if we can help.
A gaggle of geeks. You never know what's going to happen.
Tech TV, check it out. And also the repeat of our episode 4 of Technophobia on Cox Channel 9, 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll send that out as a reminder in our newsletter. Let's go to Ron, shall we?
Ron?
Ron's got a question about his IP.
He wants to do something to make it faster, I think. I don't know. Ron, can you explain or unexplain what you need to explain?
The ISP. I just want to know if there's...
Oh, ISP. There's a letter missing on our screen.
I just want to know if it's possible to... boost your ISP so it,
Not if you have Cox high-speed internet.
Not if you have Cox.
What is it you're trying to accomplish? What do you have, and who do you connect with, and where are you trying to do?
I am with Cox.
Okay.
And I just want to, boost the speeds of my download and upload.
Do you know what your download and upload speeds are now? How are you measuring it?
I'm using a system mechanic.
Okay.
And what does it say? What does it say your average download speed is?
Why do we care about that again?
Right around 16 seconds.
That's not the parameters I'm looking for. Here's the deal: you can make little teeny tiny tweaks to your system for a high speed connection in something called the MTUs.
Yeah, that's what I was curious.
Okay, you can. Are you going to notice a real big difference? Probably not. If you do like massive, massive, massive downloading of huge files, you might end up saving 30 seconds on a 2-minute download. Five-minute download or 10-minute download. I mean,
Here's the deal. There's a bunch of programs out there that advertise the ability to speed up your connection, whether it's dial-up, whether it's DSL, whether it's cable modem, whatever it is. And mostly these programs just take your money and slow your system down a little bit and don't do a whole lot. Now, there are some super geek technical things that you can do that may slightly increase download and or upload performance with a connection, but it's not real easy stuff to explain on the air.
Not only that, Ron, you realize that it's not like a consistent connection speed. The internet is it's ever changing, and there's so many parameters outside of your system that you can't control that are going to have an effect. So you'll go through all this, and you really won't know whether it was what you did that caused it to be faster or not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got the Cox high-speed internet system, it's about as good as it gets for residential access.
If you want to delve into this thing, we did there's at our computerproblems.com website. Do a search there with the keyword MTU, as in monkey, tick,
turkey,
and
monkey turkey
cabbage.
University. Yeah, no, you MTU.
Yeah,
you got your MTU and. RWIN.
We did a whole article about different settings and comparisons of what you would do if you had dial-up and what you would do if you had a cable modem and if you had a T1 and all kinds of different things. And there might be some information that might help you, but again, it's going to be only slightly, and it all really depends also on the operating system. So if you're using a newer operating system, a lot of those optimizations are already going to be done for you. So
yeah, be careful. I mean, you're going to go through a lot of work and probably not notice any real difference. So.
Or maybe break your whole ability to, you know, talk on the internet at all.
Yeah, we've seen that happen too.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, okay, thank you.
All right, good luck, Ron. Sounds like Ron's a fiddler. That's weaker. Speaking of our sponsors, Cox High Speed Internet, we have our website of the week here. Forget about the sounds. CNET's Download Center now. You know what? We'll do this. We'll do all the measurements you did last week. We'll do that another time.
Okay, no problem.
Check it out. Download Center from CNET. You can download just about anything you can think of. MP3s, videos, games, applications for shopping. Crazy stuff.
And if you have a Cox High Speed connection, of course, you'll download that stuff tons faster than if you had a modem or DSL, that mid-speed stuff. So,
if you want to see if it's available in your area, just click on the link that we have, put in your address, and they'll tell you, yes, you can. About 95% of the valley is now covered.
The link to that, both the site and to check if you have it, available at datadoctors.com/radio.
Once you go high speed, you'll never go back. And forget about DSL, that's mid-speed, and we'll actually demonstrate the differences next week. Next week's show, I think we're going to do a wrap-up of things that happened this past year, like the top 10 viruses and the top 10 this and stuff to watch for in the future. So I'll do a look back and a look forward show next week.
If you missed any part of this show, it's at datadoctors.com/radio. All the resources posted there. And for Ken Coburn and Michael Valdivia, it's Brandon Disney reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Mom, look, a beautiful cumulonimbus.
That's nice, Edwin. A cloud.
Some kids.